Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Hey, Teresa, remember the great procession we had on the Feast of the Sacred Heart in Poland a few years ago?
Yeah.
That was such a beautiful event. Well, we are going to do a great event tonight for the Feast of the Sacred Heart. Tonight at 6:30 p.m. at Sacred Heart Parish in Shawnee, we're going to begin in the church with Eucharistic adoration and then go outside for the rosary. This will be a great event to celebrate the feast. Bring your families, your kids, your friends. You can find all of the information at schooloffaith.com and just click on events. Today is the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Jesus appeared to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque between 1673 and 1675 in Paray, France, just north of Lyon. He gave her four revelations of his Sacred Heart, in which he revealed his infinite love for us, but also his sadness at the indifference which he receives, but also what we could do to make up for and console his heart. Now, in the first revelation, on December 27th, 1673, which is the feast of St. John the Evangelist, remember, he is the apostle who rested his head on the heart of Jesus at the Last Supper when Jesus gave the world his Sacred Heart in the Eucharist. Well, on this feast day, as Margaret Mary was in Eucharistic adoration, Jesus appeared to her. And he invited her to rest her head on his chest, just like John the Apostle. Then Jesus said to her, "My divine heart is so inflamed with love for all people that I am unable to keep this love pent up any longer. And that's why I need you to be the apostle of my Sacred Heart, to make known to everyone the love of my Sacred Heart, so that I can enrich them with my divine life and save them from hell." Immediately, Margaret felt ashamed that her heart was so cold. But Jesus, knowing how she felt, asked her to give him her heart, which she begged him to take. And Jesus took her cold heart and placed it in his own Sacred Heart, which is a burning furnace of love. Then he took her heart out of that furnace and put it back in place of hers. And he said to her, "That is how your heart will be set on fire." Well, if Margaret Mary, this saint, if she felt her heart was cold, then mine must be frozen. Maybe you feel that way too. So what can we do? Well, every Mass is an exchange of hearts. At Mass, we are invited to offer our hearts to Jesus when the priest says, "Lift up your hearts," and we say, "We lift them up to the Lord." Then Jesus gives us his Sacred Heart in the Eucharist, which is a burning furnace of love to set our cold hearts on fire. That's what the Mass is, an exchange of hearts. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the second revelation, on June of 1674, Jesus again appeared to Margaret Mary, all resplendent with glory, his five wounds shining like so many suns. Flames issued from every part of his sacred humanity, especially from his sacred heart, which resembled an open furnace burning with love. It was then that he made known to her the ineffable marvels of his pure love and showed her to what excess he loved us, but that from most people he received only ingratitude and contempt. Jesus then said, I feel this more than all that I suffered during my passion. If only people would make some return for my love, I would think little of all that I've done for them and would wish, were it possible, to suffer still more for them. But the sole return they make for all my eagerness to do them good is to reject me and treat me with coldness. I beg you to console my heart by making up for their ingratitude as far as you are able. And then Jesus revealed a really simple way to love him and make up for all the indifference and contempt he receives. He gave us a very simple way to console his heart. He simply asked that we go to Mass and receive him in the Eucharist with love as often as we can, as often as the duties of our state in life will allow. That could we not go to one extra daily Mass a week, or even every day if possible, to love Jesus in return for all that he has done for us? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the third revelation, Jesus asked for the feast to his Sacred Heart to be established. On June 16, 1675, during the 8 days in preparation for the solemnity of Corpus Christi, Jesus appeared again to St. Margaret Mary, and he said, "Behold, the heart which has so loved men that it has spared nothing, even to exhausting and consuming itself, in order to testify its love. But in return, I receive from the greater part of humanity only ingratitude. By their irreverence and sacrilege, and by the coldness and contempt they have for me, in the Eucharist, this sacrament of love." And then Jesus asked that the Friday after Corpus Christi be established as a special feast honoring his Sacred Heart. This is the day that we can honor his heart and receive him in Holy Communion with love. And this is the way that we can console his Sacred Heart and actually make up for all the indifference and contempt he receives. And Jesus said, "I promise you that my heart will expand itself to shed in abundance the influence of its divine love upon any person who will honor my heart on this feast day and who will share this with others." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the fourth revelation, Jesus asked for the devotion of the nine first Fridays. He asked that we receive him in the Eucharist on the first Friday of nine consecutive months as a way of loving him and as a way of making up for all those who refuse to love him. And in this way, we console the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He said, I promise you, in the excessive mercy of my heart, that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Fridays in nine consecutive months the grace of final perseverance. They shall not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving the last sacraments. And my divine heart will be their safe refuge in the last moment of their life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Finally, Jesus gave 12 promises to those who love his Sacred Heart. He said, I will give them all the graces necessary in their state of life, and I will establish peace in their homes, and I will comfort them in all their afflictions, and I will be their secure refuge during life and above all at the moment of death, and I will bestow abundant blessings upon all their undertakings, and sinners will find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. And lukewarm souls will become fervent, and fervent souls will quickly mount to high perfection. And I will bless every place in which an image of my heart is exposed and honored, and I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts, and those who promote this devotion will have their names written in my heart. And I promise you, in the excessive mercy of my heart, that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Fridays in 9 consecutive months the grace of final perseverance, and they will not die without receiving the last sacraments, and my divine heart will be their safe refuge. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits, who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on?
Well, we've got all of our first Saturdays, and now we've got all of our last Fridays, and I feel like all of our weekends are taken up.
So Are you wondering how the nine first Fridays relate to the five first Saturdays, or
I wouldn't
what are you
say
thinking
I'm
about?
wondering that, but now I am. Do they relate?
So today we're reflecting on the fact that in the late 1600s, Jesus, he wanted to help us along in a very simple way. So he asked for the practice of receiving him in the Eucharist on the first Friday of nine consecutive months. Then 200 and what, 25, 230 years later, 17, yeah, at Fatima. Actually, 250 years later. So 1675 to 1925. Well, that's 250 years.
Oh, don't ask me to do math. Not on record.
God, through Our Lady, as we will learn in tomorrow's meditation on the Feast of the Immaculate Heart, specifically asked that we practice the five first Saturdays. So I was, it should make us wonder, how do these two relate? On one hand, Jesus and Mary are giving us, we all say, or not we don't all say, but many people say, we make the faith too complicated. But God is saying, no, it's really simple. Come and receive my divine life as often as you can in the Eucharist, and I'll transform you. And once a month, come to confession so I can heal you. You don't need to carry around all this guilt. Once a month, let me heal you. And every day, pray the rosary. Do that, and you will be significantly transformed.
Essentially, these things overlap because they're both just asking us to be specific and intentional and habitual and make time for God in our lives.
Yeah. And why? Because God needs it?
Yeah, well, he wants it. He wants us.
Yeah, he actually has a desire for us, and he knows that if we will just do these simple things, we'll be transformed.
Yeah. And these habits are how we can foster that desire for him in return that he so wholly and completely deserves. But the point of this habit and the specificity is that we really need that kind of structure in
Yeah.
order to get over ourselves, in a sense.
Yeah. I mean, the bottom line is we need somebody, we all need somebody who's really the expert to tell us, here's what you need to do, and here's how you do it. And he's just saying, come and receive me. Just come and receive me as often as you can in the Eucharist. Just go to confession once a month, pray the rosary every day, and you're going to be amazed what happens.
Yeah, it's actually quite simple.
It's quite simple. And I love that these two feasts are back to back, the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Yeah, we got a full house. All hearts.
All hearts. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.